Good morning. It's August 31st, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. The music you're listening to is from Maurizio Malagnini. It's The Moment I Lost You. Today's title is In the Response. God isn't in the events, Jenny. He's in the response to the events. Jennifer Wirth. The young nurse Jenny had been dating the architect Michael for several months when they had their first real argument. It was in the mid-1950s and things moved a bit slower then. He had planned a vacation for them away at the beach at a small hotel. She was excited, but right before the weekend planned, a friend of her boyfriend intimated that he planned on only one room for the two of them. She was furious. Let her boyfriend know of her anger, but not clearly why she was so upset. And then she canceled the weekend, leaving him dumbfounded. Later that same day, the young architect was on a third-floor scaffolding that collapsed. He survived, but he lost his right foot and had multiple compound fractures. At his bedside in the hospital, Jenny realized the error of her faulty assumption, reassured Michael that she would stand by him forever, and the loss of a foot meant nothing to her. They kissed and parted full of love and hope and excitement again. The next day, she was summoned to the hospital emergently. Michael had taken a turn for the worse. When she arrived, winded, after biking furiously for miles in London's East End, she was told he had just passed. Her response was zombie-like. She was furious with God, with herself, probably even with him for dying. Unable to function, the Mother Superior of Anglican Nonatus House, where Jenny worked as a midwife, held her in her arms and told her quietly the words of our opening quote. When the events are tragic, humans cycle through Kubler-Ross's stages of grief, from denial to anger to bargaining to depression, and finally to acceptance. The time and depth to which one enters these stages vary, but their existence rarely does. Jenny wouldn't get over her cataclysmic loss immediately, but she might get through her anger without extinguishing her faith by understanding the words of the Mother Superior. I find there's a sort of an Old Testament misunderstanding in Christians. Too many believe that when tragedy strikes, it was planned by God, or that he made it happen as punishment for misdeeds. Christ debunks this directly in the story of the Tower at Siloam, Luke 13:4. Stuff happens. It's a fallen world of our own making. When we stop blaming God, but turn to him instead for direction in our response to the storms of life, we reap the beauty of our faith. His love for us will conquer all our tragedies. Our time on earth is but a blink of an eye compared to the eternity we have been given by grace. Jenny decides she cannot work in her current state. As she prepares to go on sabbatical, she runs into an old Jewish woman, a survivor of the Holocaust, who had blamed herself for surviving when so many others perished. Her self-imposed guilt had left her unable to leave her daughter's meager apartment for 12 years. But the birth of her first granddaughter finally brought her out into the sunlight. Nurse Jenny had helped her and her daughter through the pregnancy, and the old babushka remembered her when she saw her on the street and had heard of her tragedy. She crossed the street to say a proper goodbye. Holding the sobbing young nurse in her arms, she whispers these words from experience and faith. You will feel better than this. You must just keep on living until you feel alive again. See Doing Life, January 13th, February 8th, and March 14th. Good advice. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Matthew 5:4. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Psalm 147:3. I called on your name, O Lord, from the depths of the pit. You heard my plea. Do not close your ears to my cry for relief. You came near when I called you, and you said, Do not fear. Lamentations 3:55. Dear Heavenly Father, we do love you. How blessed are we that you are faithful, that you are always there for us, that you have promised us eternity. We know that we can always lean on you when troubles come, when the sun seems always behind a cloud, and that you will stay by our side until the sun returns. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.